We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faith to Fruitfulness, Part 5. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Apostle Peter's instruction is intentional and orderly. He does not tell believers to add knowledge directly to faith, but to first add moral excellence and then knowledge. This is because knowledge without character produces pride, but knowledge built upon excellence produces wisdom. As Sunday grew, he discovered that knowledge is not merely information, it is light. It exposes areas of compromise that prayer alone may not confront. Through sound teaching, he began to understand why certain habits weakened his spiritual sensitivity and why some relationships continually pulled him away from holiness. Knowledge gave Sunday language for the convictions he had always felt but could not explain. It taught him that holiness is not sustained by desire alone, but by informed choices. Without understanding, zeal eventually burns out. But with knowledge, zeal is guided and preserved. This is why Scripture warns that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When believers reject teaching and correction, they often end up repeating the same cycles of defeat. Not because they are powerless, but because they are uninformed. Sunday realized that the power he once chased could not keep him, but the knowledge of God could. Power may produce moments, but knowledge produces consistency. It is knowledge that teaches a believer how to live out what prayer has ignited. Go into today with this truth. If you desire lasting transformation, do not despise learning. Embrace discipleship, pursue knowledge, and allow excellence to guide your growth. This is how faith is preserved and made fruitful. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen.
Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 137 to 139. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.